Marianne smooths over his lap marks, and it's their quiet together that makes me feel safe. You hope for such assurance around your own parents, though mostly I remember my father's light jabs, my mother's retaliations, words that hook in and stay. I thought you were good at everything, Marianne says, on tiptoes stretching for the border tape. Nick sees where he's gone over half of the wall thermostat. He grins as when a random engine skip tries to outsmart him. I get why Van Gogh cut his ear off. I like your ears, Marianne says. Let's keep those. Maybe one of your big ugly hands. And she doesn't move even when his choking hands come around her throat. Now you did it, he says. Now you're in trouble. When I look again at my own roller, fat gray drips have run down to the floor. It's almost midnight when we finish the first coat, and Nick wants to speed up the drying. The tank of the waste oil heater has been empty since spring, and I roll over the 30-gallon catch from the oil change bay and pump it into the heater tank. But the walls are tacky even after the thermostat hits 90 degrees. It's baking, Marianne says, fanning her face with a motor trend. We're all going to bake in here. She gazes drowsily and finds the convertible Camaro that has been left for the weekend. Well, hey there, she says, and walks over to it. The Camaro is parked in the center bay, farthest from the wet walls, a rare 67 Rally Sport with hideaway headlights and chrome rally wheels. It was a ground-up restoration. And under a buzzing light panel, the cobalt blue paint is like looking into the polished ice of a glacier. The other muscle car shop in town passed up the job, a collector's car plagued by intermittent complaints, and I didn't blame them. Most mechanics come to accept that some cars just aren't fixable, but Nick's mind is boundless in its capacity for learning and wonder, and he has yet to open the hood on an unfixable car. I'm still hanging on to wonder myself, and it hasn't escaped my awareness that this is part of why Nick likes me. Marianne pushes her fingers in through the Camaro's grill to pop the latch. She lifts the hood and unexpectedly turns to me. Have you heard about the Pacific Coast Highway, Justin? I think so, I say. It's where they make Porsche commercials, Nick says. A lot of cliffs and hairpins. If you take a woman there in a convertible, she'll be putty in your hands. Sure, I say. That was out in Oregon, right? It's worth the plane ticket, believe me. She leans over the fender carefully so that her tank top shirt and jean rivets don't touch the paint, a careful yoga-like bend. Nick doesn't ask what she's doing, so I don't ask. And when he finishes his cigarette and walks up to the Camaro, I pace myself not to pass him. Together, we look down just as she's pulling the speedometer cable away from the transmission. Voila, she says, leaning back, and the car is set to drive with no miles recorded. From the bay windows, a pearly light blooms out into the rumpled dark of the city. Deep in the backseat vinyl, I can feel the wind on a windless night as Nick eases out of the parking lot with the top down. Woolcut Avenue opens to four lanes. And finding me in the rearview mirror, Nick says what I've never heard him say before. Buckle up. I dig for the lap belt and send the tongue into the buckle with a fortifying click before I can breathe again. With the clutch in, Nick revs the engine twice, a perfect machine gunning of the valves he's lapped and polished, and drops the shifter to second gear. When he dumps the clutch, the sudden blast of air seems to be what throws me back, though of course it's the G-force. That awesome multiplier of weight, and then we're sideways, fishtailing. Nick chirps the tires in third gear, and again in fourth. I know the police are out there, they're just not here, and after all the cars he's saved, Nick has surely earned immunity from traffic crimes. I whip around the back seat, anchored only by the waist, invulnerable and reeling, with the sudden flush of complicity. On Eden Avenue, Marianne slides under Nick's arm.